Hi, Boo. This is Todd with Exhibit One Media, coming to you from the Brussels, Belgium airport. Brussels was arguably the birthplace of socialism and communism. Karl Marx and Frederick Engels did a lot of their writing and thinking and talking here. Yesterday I was at the cafe that they both hung out at a lot in 1847, and at the restaurant where Karl Marx wrote his Communist Manifesto. Today, that restaurant is a thriving, upscale, very expensive restaurant. Karl Marx's and Frederick Engels' ideas caught on throughout the enlightened world in the late 19th, early 20th century, and spread throughout much of the world. Communism seemed to be the answer to man's problems. Well, 20 years ago today, or rather 20 years ago this month, we saw the beginning of the breakup of the grandest emblem of that experiment, the Soviet Union, with the fall of the Berlin Wall. Around the world, socialist countries and countries that still cling to elements of socialism are working to try to capitalize and privatize much more of their economy. Even in Cuba, they are cherry-picking parts of their socialist system to give a little bit more flavor of capitalism to try to save their economy and their system. Yet at the same time, in America, we seem to be running at breakneck speed to try and become a socialist country or partially socialist. The takeover of General Motors and Chrysler is nothing less than nationalization. The strings that we've attached through the TARP and the bailout programs on our financial institutions and AIG is a form of nationalization. They can't do what they want to do as a business with owners, with shareholders, without the government's approval. That's not capitalism. That's not a market economy. Of course, the biggest move in that direction is the so-called health care reform, or Obamacare, or health insurance reform, depending on which day you're hearing somebody talk about it. Inevitably, the plans that they are talking about will lead to a socialist-type healthcare system. Don't believe what the politicians tell you. They may believe it themselves, but inevitably, the plans that they are putting in place will lead to a single-payer, government-operated healthcare system. If they really wanted to foster competition, as Obama has said, with a government option, they would release some of the restrictions that the government itself puts on health insurance companies to allow them to compete across the board, to allow them to offer a la carte type systems instead of mandating certain types of care that they don't want to provide and customers don't want. There will be, if there's a need, there will be somebody out there providing that service for a fee. A government-run system, presumably, would go across state boundaries, would be nationwide. So why not let insurance companies be that too, instead of forcing monopolization on companies on a state-by-state basis? It just doesn't make sense. Americans and the world has learned that a socialist system, a communist system, while it might sound good and appeal to the elites, just doesn't work with human nature, and you end up having people that are more equal than others. Better that those more equal be that way because they have earned it rather than their political position or who they know. That's my commentary today from Brussels, Belgium. This is Todd. Bye, Boo.